What up, jabroniacs? This is Dan Black from the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where the world of comedy collides head-to-head with the world of professional wrestling. Past guests on the show have been WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar John Morrison, WWE superstar Damian Sandow, plus hilarious comedians Lucas Brothers, Dante Germaine. The list goes on and on and on. You can listen to the podcast every single Thursday. We are part of the UCB Podcast Network, jabronis.
Hello, this is Jennifer Coolidge, and you're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed, but with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
As pioneers of investigative sports and relaxation journalism, Scott and I often find ourselves at the forefront of breaking stories that could rock the international stage, which is why we headed to Pioneer Point, Maryland, after receiving a tip that Russian billionaire and Brooklyn Nets owner Mikhail Prokhorov had been tasked with managing a newly reopened Russian compound that had been closed during the Obama administration.
As a journalist, I want to thank you for having us come in. You know, not many journalists get to come into the Russian compound and interview people about the election. I know that... You know, you're a busy man. You have many businesses to run. You're a billionaire. You have jet ski talent.
I always have time for both of you, and you know that. And it's been a long time, so.
Okay, great.
And my friend is also here, and that I'm not sure if you know him, but do you know him?
Mikhail, did you want avocado on your grilled cheese?
Avocado and grilled cheese.
Please, yeah.
Someone's making him a sandwich.
I like avocado on my grilled cheese.
What? Oh, he's in the kitchen.
Please, yeah.
Somebody right. else? I don't.
That's my friend, my pal.
I don't.
What's your name
hey,
again?
Hey, hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, Noah Troy.
Yes, Dr. Yes. Noah Troy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, so out of context.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
he was my doctor. I did a life exam where they do every test in the world.
It does not need to be out of context if you see someone here that can be here.
Oh, like this is, there is no out
yes,
of context?
This is
all
always
in context.
Be here.
Yeah.
Not
if you see someone that you've seen before, it's in context with that previous
exactly.
scene.
But it's like
exactly.
seeing a teacher at the grocery store when you're a child. It fractures your reality for a second because you think they only...
Well, you know I do other things.
Yeah, and this is not a grocery store. This is a diplomatic home.
Yeah.
Was it a compound? Or do you call it a home? You call it like a...
They call it a compound, but I call it home.
Oh, you guys got the Dyson air filter. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice,
that's
right?
That's nice. Yeah, oh, you own this too? Or what is the status
no,
of
I'm
this
just
place?
Visiting. Oh. I'm kind of here taking a little time off, just kind of chilling out. I'll be here for a couple weeks.
As long as you need.
Yeah, as long as I need.
Is that
like
is
a
that
bro
a,
house?
What's your pin say? What's your button say? Is that Troy for?
Troy for Senate. It
for
says
Senate?
Troy for Senate.
Oh,
yeah.
You're running for Senate?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a state congressman.
Oh, you're already in the Congress?
Yes,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, in Texas.
Congratulations.
I'm just trying out some buttons.
Is that the guy who's... the guy who died and then he had a runoff with the wife?
Yes.
Was that you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yes,
that was
yeah.
His, yeah, they didn't...
I beat his widow.
Oh,
the
right.
issues, yeah. The issues that Dr. Troy cares about are the issues that I care about.
Yeah, well, I noticed there was going to be a woman running, and I figured I'd come in and just sweep it.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, Dr. Troy.
What do I mean by that, Mikhail?
Women are not really the most perfect for
yes.
politics.
You take
I totally
advantage.
Totally disagree with that.
You take well.
I totally disagree.
I'm
with
not
that.
I don't agree with
Some
that.
Some people say if women ran the world, it'd be a better world.
I mean, I agree with that, but
oh,
they won't.
Well, then
they
what
won't,
are you saying?
And they can't because I am. I was just. Operating on people's suspicions and misogyny, and I really exploited it to my benefit, And my constituents are garbage. But
we both agree.
But they elected me, and I have to speak for them now.
We both agree that the world would be better if women and minorities were in more power.
Absolutely.
But we also have to deal with where we are right now, which is under no circumstance can a woman or minority be in power.
No, you took coal away, and you pissed everyone off. And it's going to be misogyny for another 50 years without this coal. I mean, it's just, it really bumped it up.
You guys don't talk this way to your wives and girlfriends, right?
No. You come here, you do it in the locker room, you do it away from them, and then you come back, you get it out of your system, and then you come back.
So this is your guys' sort of locker room?
No, there's an actual locker room downstairs.
Oh, there's a locker room.
That's where we can talk like that.
Yes. I mean, we talk kind of dirty up here, but downstairs when we get in the locker room, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting down there. The things that are said, the things that are...
I'll just, as a reporter, I'll ask the responsible questions. Is this place closed down by this place that was closed down by the U.S. government, is it still operating?
I'm not sure how to answer that, because if something is operating, does it need to be officially operating, or can it be existing outside of the parameters that are being set out?
All right, so it's operating.
But listen, even if it's shut down, I see what your point is. Even if it's not operating, it's still, the boundary is still illegal for a journalist like us to record on without permission. And it was nice of you to let us record, by the way.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's still, they haven't changed the boundaries, so I guess it is a safe place to talk, is my point. Even, you don't have to have an operating place to have diplomatic community.
Dr. Troy can say whatever he wants here, and it's completely immune from the outside world. If you're going to take something back from here that you're going to broadcast further, then I expect that you respect Dr. Troy and myself.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, this is where I come to really say what I'm thinking. Because when you're out on the campaign trail, you don't get any time alone. Yeah, everybody's got a recording device. You have to be.
But why not raise money? Why do you have to get Russian money? Why not raise money in Texas? Like, you're running for Senate in Texas, right?
Yeah.
So why do you have to come out to a Russian retreat to raise money? I mean, your money's as good as anyone's money. I know that. But, like, I don't understand why you're here.
It's actually better in some ways, because I don't care about some of these things that he cares about, that other people care about. I just am concerned about my own interests.
Yeah.
And the American people's interest from his district.
Mm-hmm. And you are, I know you're against a lot of the jet ski regulations in
I'm
Texas.
I'm against every single jet ski regulation, and people are saying, oh, are you just supporting Dr. Troy because he's trying to open up the waterways around Houston and the surrounding areas near Galveston for more jet ski recreation?
We're having to go so slow for these manatees. And I want it back how it was. I want to cruise down the river at 70 miles an hour. Right off of people's docks. I mean, I think people want that back. They want these no wake zones.
Have you hit a manatee?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Do you know what they call these things? These things are called sea cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we do with a cow?
We eat it.
We eat a cow.
So why are we so worried about these cows that are underwater?
Why do we care more about these ones? Because they're swimming.
We cook them up and eat them at parties constantly.
You've eaten manatee?
No, I'm talking about cows.
I have.
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, my gosh.
He's pretty good, actually.
It's pretty good.
What is this that we're eating now? Is this isn't manatee.
I didn't eat it. She said crab cake
it's an imitation crab.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Just imitation. On a Triscuit, they put a little hot sauce on the top, and it's like a snack.
Mm. That's an imitation Triscuit as well.
Imitation Triscuit, imitation crab, imitation hot sauce.
My illusion or my fantasy is you guys are in here eating, like, caviar all the time and, like, million-dollar bottles of wine.
Get to know us.
I know, because this is very home-focused.
Folks, is the first
looks
step.
Like you made that.
But later on, we're going to have lobster thermidor and different things that Dr. Troy enjoys.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just the journalists eat the fake Triscuits.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to come here and then have the good stuff, then you have to behave in a way that warrants it.
What do you guys think of these, like, allegations that you guys have created fake human beings on Facebook and created Russian bots that have helped swing, like, for instance, the Hillary Clinton election and other upcoming
I'll take a little
election.
Vodka before you answer that. Okay. Just a little more. That's a big question. Thank you.
Listen, people are going to be swung by a meme these days, okay? And you got to put some memes out there. You got to put, like, a beach landscape, and you got to write in, you know, kind of shitty cursive. Hillary Clinton is a liar. You know it.
That's like a perfect meme.
Yeah. We know it.
You put a lot of thought into
like,
this.
Greetings from Hillary sucks.
But is there like a line for you ethically if you say like she is shooting pornography in a pizza place in New York? Like, do you make those memes too? Or do you just, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of misinformation that comes out of that world.
We don't make the memes. We make that rumor.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And then you have like a little army.
Then you hire people to make the rumor?
Then the people go and stick that, okay, make a meme now. Yeah, but we already made this happen. And, you know, propaganda is a dirty word, but maybe it's helpful sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if people were believing this stuff and sharing it, maybe it was true the whole time.
Maybe it was true.
It's gaslighting. I mean, it's straight up gaslighting.
But and it works.
And I just learned about this gaslighting thing, and it's really unbelievable. I didn't know they used to do this, and I was like, "Wow, why'd it stop?"
What's your three primary issues, and where do you stand on them? Like, how soon is the election? This November, I guess.
Yeah, it's gonna be this November. Okay. I mean, I've brought up the CCAL issue.
Uh-huh. That's high.
Does
that connect with an audience?
It's really getting people.
Have you ever tried to jet ski in a CCAL colony?
I guess there's a lot of water sports in Texas. I could see a lot of boating
and just,
people.
Yeah.
And see, this bumper sticker says "No government allowed," ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's another okay.
Well, we always government. It fucks up everything. I mean, I want the post office gone. I want it done.
But what happens to the letter when you put it in the box? It just.
We don't need letters.
Talk
anymore.
More about this. This was one of the things that initially got me really excited about this Dr.
His
Trump.
Hatred of the post office?
Well, yes,
it's a simple get rid of situation, and that I think is an addition by the subtraction.
I dressed as a mailman in my first announcing that I was running.
Like an undercover boss kind
of thing? Yeah,
I ask you, were you on the steps of the Capitol? Where were you when you announced?
I was on the steps of the Capitol.
Okay.
I had a small crowd there. None of them paid. All real supporters.
Some of them were paid.
Yes, some of them were paid.
Oh, you paid people to root for
he
you.
Did.
Sounds
he
like
did.
Mikhail.
Have you heard of
or someone Mikhail knows bought some?
Yeah, I just
extras.
Recently heard of this thing called a dirty frame, where you put like some people's shoulders or the back of a head in the frame,
and we pack. You pay
the frame.
Them less if it's just the shoulder.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So we put a bunch of shoulders and one head in the frame and shot it dirty. Looked like it was packed. And I dressed as a mailman, and I came out and was really buffooning a mailman and making him look stupid and being like, oh, yeah, this is what we want, more mail. Who's sick of this fucking mail showing up at their house every day? We got emails. We don't need this paper. And it really caught fire. Everybody's getting sick of mail. And
but there needs to be a written paper record of things. Especially when it comes to billing and other things. You don't know who's...
No, I don't think that's true, Scott.
Okay.
Digital records have, I think, eclipsed paper records.
Everything is in the cloud, and that's where it will live.
But how do we know we can secure the cloud? Like, at least trust that when a letter...
Well, it's too late, Scott. You can't go backwards.
Yeah.
Everything is in the cloud. I agree with Prokhorov on this.
But Amazon is one of the biggest shipping companies in the world, and that's not digital.
I didn't say packages. I said mail.
Yeah, he's talking correspondence.
Letters.
You're talking tangible items.
He's talking about why do we need these value mailers from this place with this 17 dry cleaning places in my neighborhood. They're all advertising in the same place. And then a thing from Domino's Pizza and another thing from Blue Apron and so on. I don't need these. And also contact
Blue
lenses.
Blue Apron's using snail mail?
Yeah, they use this value pack.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's a lot of... trees.
So if I need to get a hard copy or a hard piece of parcel to somebody, I have to hire like a private company to then ship it for me?
Yes. We want to privatize this. We want FedEx, UPS, DHL, all doing good stuff.
Big time with DHL. That's the one we're trying to bring back.
We love DHL. We love that.
No one talking about them, but they're great and they're yellow and they're red and these colors are strong.
Yeah. We like the yellow and the red. We don't like brown.
Following our interview with Prokhorov and Congressman Troy, Scott and I were shocked to discover that the Russian estate had been destroyed in a fire of unknown origin shortly after our visit. Skeptical of this information, we trek back to Pioneer Point to investigate the remains and find what evidence, if any, Mikhail and Troy could have conspired to hide.
Sorry about your fire, man. Sorry about your Russian compound being burned to the ground.
Well, it was not my compound, but it was a compound for the Russian government that was also in collaboration with the United States, and this was a very terrible tragedy that happened here.
And I'm very sorry.
Hey, Troy.
You weren't hurt. Oh, Troy!
Oh!
Hey! I didn't expect to see you out here.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Troy. I did not see you here either.
Yeah, sorry. I've been chilling here for a little bit.
Chilling where? In the dirt?
Well,
just in the woods or what?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I was just hanging out here in the dirt for a little bit because I was supposed to be here for 2 weeks, but it burned down 4 days in, so I've just been...
That's a real... But nobody got hurt, right? I mean, you guys are okay. Did you get burned?
So far, they have not found anyone that was killed in here.
Yeah, so we don't know.
So far, they have not found
anyone that was killed. There were 15 people here. We so far have lived, but I think there might be more survivors.
So you're saying there's 13 people missing?
Yes.
But
we don't know.
But no one's been found.
No one has been discovered.
Nobody, no crime.
And so far, everything was burnt so much that you can't find any evidence of anything.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a clean burn.
Yeah, they didn't have any secrets.
Holy shit. Scotty, look over there. Look who that is. Pete!
What is that? Fire?
Pete!
What the hell are you doing here?
We're interviewing Congressman Troy and Mikhail Prokhorov for UCB Sports and Leisure.
Oh, yeah, I'm
what
here.
What are you doing here?
That was my medevac that just landed out there.
Oh, you got a medevac from the Chicago Fire Department?
Oh, yeah, I don't drive no more. It takes too long.
You didn't operate it, did you? Were you just in it?
No, I got a guy who drives
Okay, good. Well, then I don't mind if you're drunk.
Yeah, well.
I also don't mind if you're drunk. If you're investigating this, then please...
Well, I've already been down. There's this room down there. Nobody apparently has seen it yet. But,
what's in there?
All kinds of stuff. There's this big animal down there.
Oh, it like an elephant or something?
No, it's like a fat porpoise.
Like a manatee?
Like a manatee in
a
tank?
That's it.
A manatee. Was it alive?
It ain't now. It's burnt up.
Oh.
Yeah. He's down there. I've never seen one burnt before. You know,
Troy, Mikhail, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Crazy.
It looks like a big tube steak down there. It's gigantic.
And did you taste it?
Why would he eat a burned animal?
You can eat. They're sea cows.
Yeah, why would you not?
It's not the,
why
the,
would you eat a burned animal?
All right, I take that back.
Every fast food franchise is a burned animal.
I don't know. A rare and endangered
First
animal?
First of all, I'm blown away. I'm surprised. I'm terribly upset and devastated. And this is a tragedy about this thing that, what is it called again? A manatee? This is the worst.
This is devastating.
Excuse me for one quick moment. Oh, my goodness. Troy, can you believe
overacting.
This?
He's overacting.
Troy, can you believe this?
What
about
the heck? I can't believe this at all. This is crazy.
Pete, do you assign criminal responsibility when you do these investigations, or do you just, like, steal DVDs?
Oh, I got lots of cop friends, and I haven't taken anything off of this scene yet. By the way, don't touch anything down there.
I won't.
Pete, what is your Venmo?
Hold on.
Let him do his job.
What's your Venmo, Pete?
This is not about his job.
Troy?
I don't know what Venmo is.
Venmo is an account on your phone where people can forward you cash.
What's your PayPal, Pete?
Yeah, Pete.
PayPal.
No, I got like 3-4 jobs. I don't need any money.
You
I'm
got
here.
A Wells
this
Fargo app, Pete? You have the Wells Fargo app?
What's your... How can... If you were to receive money, how can you receive it... Easy to do with your phone.
In my hand, but I don't need nothing. Right.
Let me show you how to do these apps.
Matt, I just came back. I was just over there.
Yeah.
There's a dead body over there.
It's a manatee.
No, there's the woman that we saw.
Are you sure it's not the manatee? Another dead body?
Did they dress the manatee up in like a female, like a white skirt? And
I'm sure that it was this manatee.
All right, well, let's go over there.
God.
Holy shit, I've never seen a dead body. Pete, is that a dead body?
Look at her face.
Yeah, that looks like a woman. I seen women look like manatees, but that's a woman. That's definitely a woman there.
Oh, yeah, they women can get pretty big. They can.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Anyone can get big. Anyone can get big. Anyone can get big.
Come on.
Yes, but specifically women can become misshapen, and the head can get small, and the middle is bigger, almost like a large duty. By the way, just keep in mind, this is not U.S. Soil.
No.
Is that true, Pete? Is this diplomatically immune to prosecution or whatever?
Not after it burnt down. The rules change when it burns. Yeah, we can go in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This drunk cop from Chicago's...
I'm a fireman. I ain't no cop.
He's actually a fire marshal.
This is America. Drunk fireman, this is America. We love this. This is one of our constituents.
I love this guy. Please tell me, what is your banking app?
Yes.
I don't know who this Polak is, but...
He's Russian. He owns the Brooklyn Nets.
All right. Well, we can go in there. I can tell you this. And if there's any confusion about which is the manatee and which is the woman, the manatee has the toe tag on it. Red.
All right. Let's everyone calm down for a second, okay? Let's just take
a step
back.
He's trying to bribe me.
Let's just take a step.
Who in this day and age has no app on their phone to do banking?
Come on. Somebody here has to have an easy way to transfer some money.
This is good for you, Mikhail, because the problem with a lot of tycoons like yourself is they never bump up against anything. And he's sort of incorruptible.
Excuse me, I'm just finishing one text message and then give me one. Okay, so, yeah, you were saying something, but also, fire person, Peter, if there's suddenly something in the sky that falls, that is near here... that is some kind of titanium box. Please, you will open it. Only you, no one else, and only you can take the contents of this box.
Wait, what? Watch out, Matt.
Oh no! What's this now?
Is that a drone?
It looks like a box. It's some metal. Look out!
Just as I was saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a weird coincidence.
I have a code.
Open that, Pete.
729. If that is the code, try that one, and if it's in there, then you take what's
here
in
you
there.
Here you go,
Pete.
729.
I'm sorry, I read this wrong. 7288.
Well, 9 worked. I got news for you.
Okay, go with 9.
Matt, it's full of money.
What?
What a surprise.
$100 bills.
What
would you estimate the value of the contents of that box, Pete?
I've seen boxes of money before, and that's about $87,500 in there.
$122,000.
All right, that was close.
Not that close. I mean, you wouldn't win a carnival prize with that guess, but pretty close.
So
my goodness, what is happening? Why? Who did that?
Yeah, well...
Like I said, if it were to happen, you take it. I can't think of anyone else that should take this money right now.
Yeah, nobody else. Take it, Pete.
I can't take this money. I could donate it to somebody I know, maybe.
Yeah, donate it to a friend that is... The corporation's under your name, and it'll come right back to you.
Thank you, but no thank you.
What about food? Is there a food that you love that you would wish you could eat every day of your life and...
It sounds like you want him to forget that he saw a burned manatee and a burned server. Is that ultimately what you... Because you've already revealed yourself, your intentions.
No.
Troy, is this going to ruin your Senate run?
Absolutely not. No. All right? Before I know it, somebody's going to accuse me of peeing on a bunch of prostitutes. And
Hold on, Matt. What's this?
What'd you find, Scott?
A little baggie with like a little... What is this microphone? What does this look like?
Is that computer chips?
You're talking about the thing right next to the air supply DVD?
Yeah.
That looks like a little bitty film. Like maybe
Why would
the State
you
Department.
Save a DVD of air supply.
Well, I did find the film.
No, I know you found
scattered
it. I'm just
items.
Saying that you guys must have owned that.
Oh, it's burnt. It's melted.
No, I know. You can keep it. I'm just saying you guys...
Is that what you want? You can have that.
Yeah, any
DVD.
This
is what you're asking, Matt? This
no,
is that, you're worried about the DVD? This
no
microfilm here.
Questions asked.
Hey, listen, this stuff is already mine. Anything that's already at least partially burnt at a fire becomes the property of the fire department. That's a written law, practically in the Constitution. So all these DVDs, the Carpenters I seen over here, Herman's Hermits, all these are now mine.
So if you found like a computer hard drive that had information that compromises them, you would be able to claim that as your own.
I would claim it. And
phone chips or any kind of like.
I would say to do that. Claim it as yours.
Already tagged and categorized and on the way to the State Department.
What?
A few items.
Hold the. Can you give us a moment?
One moment. You can take your microphones off if you want.
Okay.
We have to look up in the
here,
sky.
Switch again? Microphones with me.
Yeah, okay. Good idea. Switch these two mics and then they won't be able to hear us. Okay. What are we going to do now? This is a worst case scenario, as they say.
Maybe we just, I think our procedures will go with us.
If you can stall him out for like 5-10 minutes, I think I can get him picked off by a sniper.
Really? All right. I'm going to go. I'm not going to get too close, but I'm going to stall him.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, hey, hey. Hey.
Congressman Troy?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah. What? Have you guys seen the backside of the house over here?
Hey, sounds Vlad, like a- it's Mikhail. I need to call in a favor. Yeah, I have a situation here at the apple orchard.
Mm-hmm. I think we got to get some cops over here.
Why? What are you sniffing
out? Because I don't know. I seen some fresh stitches on the manatee. Like they might have stuffed something into it.
Oh, they hid their shit in there.
No, Pete, you were telling me you were suicidal, right?
What?
You told me earlier. You guys.
I was here the whole time. I didn't hear that, Troy.
That's right.
At the episode. We heard it.
Congressman Troy, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Table 4-1. We want to sit at the counter. He wants to sit at the counter. Table 4-1 at the apple orchard. He's wearing it. He's wearing like a Chicago fire outfit. Okay, bye.
I've always wanted to try on that fire suit. I've always like wanted to wear something like a beaten uniform. You know what I mean? Like, will you just take a picture of me in this?
Sure,
like,
that's fun for the show. Yeah, that's a fun picture for the show.
Yeah, put it on the website.
Yeah. Right. You mind?
No, take it here.
Okay. Put the hat on, Scotty.
Oh, shit. It's perfect.
Hey, what's going on here? Hey, Troy, come on.
Yes, what?
What's going on?
I tried to get him into the open space.
Yeah, but the wrong guy's got the thing on now.
Isn't that funny? Doesn't Scott look like a fireman, you guys?
Take a picture when I jump in the air. I'll be like,
oh, yeah, those are great.
Trying to reach like a high fire.
One, two, jump. Do it again. One, two, jump.
Oh!
Did you hurt your ankle?
Oh, not good.
Did you hurt your ankle?
Not good.
Did he land wrong? Scott, just breathe. What happened?
Someone fucking shot me.
I think he
shot himself.
Not a great shot, and in this case, that's a good thing.
Oh. Holy shit, right in the shoulder.
He shot himself.
Apply some pressure.
Did you twist your ankle again?
Phone call.
Can we get the medevac over here real quick? I got a double shooting.
Okay, that's enough. That's the wrong guy.
I thought it was a table.
Cancel the reservation, okay?
Table.
Cancel the reservation.
Following quick actions from Fireman Pete and a rather sizable donation of experimental medical technology from Mr. Prokhorov, Scott was able to make a full recovery. As for Congressman Dr. Noah Troy, he returned to Houston, Texas, where he currently balances time between practicing medicine and continuing his Senate campaign. Thank you for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks this week to guests Drew Tarver, Brad Morris, and James Underdale. Big thanks, as always, to producer Cody Ziegler. Now, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, leave us a like or a review on iTunes. And be sure to check out Dice on Showtime. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.